Good evening from day 18 of Swim 1000. To date, I have swum 96 miles in a huge reservoir system with no current. And I'm looking across now at the bright lights of Pickstown. There's about seven of them. Pickstown is right by Fort Randall Dam, which has been on our maps and in our minds for the best part of the last 3 weeks. This dam signifies not only our 100-mile marker, but the first passage of running water that we'll encounter on this expedition. So 100 miles of no current. It's taken 11 days of swimming, and the other days have unfortunately been rested up thanks to one ear infection I suffered in Snake Creek, South Dakota, and a couple of days of just really high winds which forced us off the water altogether. The team are happy, and we're really looking forward to not only crossing this dam, but to getting onto a 39-mile section of running water, which leads us to Springfield. Not the Springfield of The Simpsons, sadly, but Springfield nonetheless. And then we have a 20 to 25-mile lake crossing, the Lewis and Clark Lake, which leads us all the way to Yankton Dam, which will take us down to, I guess, the early 800s, and underneath that, it's running water all of the way to St. Louis. I'm feeling pretty healthy, which is remarkable considering yesterday I was more tired than I think I ever have been on any expedition I've ever done. A huge 5.5-mile crossing, largely into fairly mild but difficult currents and headwinds, left me absolutely gasping by the end of it. I was on my knees, I could barely walk, I was literally running on empty, about 1%. This morning was tough. We got up early. The winds were blowing. We had a couple more hours sleep. It calmed down. We got on the water. I swam for about 1.5 miles. Slept for about 2 hours. Did about the same again. And then this evening was absolutely glorious. And it just shows how wonderful rest is. And so important as well on expeditions like this. You really need to learn to trust your body. We crossed over a 2 to 3 mile stretch of lake to the other side of Fort Randall Dam. We're now camped just short of it in a beautiful little lagoon. It's almost pitch black were it not for the moon, which is about 2 days short of being full. I'm looking around, it could easily be Alaska here. The stars are up in the sky, there's barely any clouds. The team are just falling off to sleep, giving each other some good night, they say. I'm going to take you to the team now, and everybody is going to have their final say. Nessie!
Hello!
How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm very tired and ready for a long night's sleep.
You should probably do that.
I should. Good night!
That's Vanessa Knight, our social media guru. Who do we have around here?
Belle,
otherwise known as Gimli.
Whatever, Ginge, that's all I have to say.
Is there anyone else in there?
Dizzy! Yeah.
So, blogger and medic, and who have we got here?
My name is Benjamin.
How are you doing, Annie?
I'm in pain.
Ben's just giving Annie a little massage. Annie, have you got any clothes on?
No, I'm actually topless right now.
Okay, good.
She didn't tell me that.
And finally, we've been joined on the river for the last 3 days by Jessica Giard, who is the editor of the Chamberlain Sun.
Woo! 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 Ooh, standing ovation. Yay!
It's one of the most popular newspapers in Chamberlain. Jess, welcome to the expedition. How have you found it?
How have I found it? I came down.